The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day to everyone. Hello, and welcome to our Sunday morning meditation and talk. And thank you for those of you who are doing greetings on the chat. And it's very nice for me, and then I start feeling a real connection to those of you who are listening, and I appreciate the warmth that's being expressed. So, as an introduction to this meditation today, there's an interesting difference between the body and the mind. The body, in a sense, has weight. It's substantial and has certain weight. We can ask, how much do you weigh? And we're referring to the weight of the body. The mind, wide-ranging, filled with all kinds of ideas and motivations and memories, the mind being different than the brain, the mind has no weight. But more specifically, the thoughts in the mind have no weight. They're weightless. If you feel your hands, maybe you can feel the weight of your hands. Maybe your hands are pushing, pressing, the weight of gravity, their weight is being pulled by gravity into maybe your legs or into the other hand or some part of your body. And you can feel the weight in the sense of the hand, but your thoughts have no weight. Your judgments in and of themselves have no weight. Your memories, your predictions about the future have no weight. But they can be quite weighty, we can say. I'm weighed down by my concerns and weighed down by my thoughts. And it's not the thoughts themselves, but rather it's the contracting, the tensing, this pushing, the striving, the energy that we apply to our thoughts and ideas and judgments and memories and fantasies. That's where, in a sense, the substantial nature of them comes alive, or that's where the weightiness of them comes. It's in that way that we relate to them, we contribute the weight. But in and of themselves, our thoughts have no weight. And to realize that, to make that real in ourselves, to really feel and sense the weightless quality of these, then we can get a feeling for freedom. We can get a freedom, a sense of how these float, that there's no boundaries to them or no substance to them or no boundaries or no way that they just kind of can come and go, they can dissolve and appear. They float through, in a sense. And everything else is our contribution, our intense interest in them, or alarm or horror or fear in relationship to them, or our wanting and not wanting, and contracting and pushing away. And this goes on, the ways in which we relate. And for this meditation, maybe you can become aware a little bit of that distinction between the weightiness that you contribute and the weightlessness of your thinking, of your ideas and thoughts. The ways that the substantiality of our tension and holding on, reactivity, and the non-substantial nature of these thoughts themselves, And one of the things to discover then is that our thoughts are not bothering us. But in a sense, we are bothering them, or we are being bothered by them. And to discover how not to be bothered by thoughts and ideas is to begin discovering how to be free from them. So, assuming a meditation posture that supports you to be alert and relaxed, and taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, breathing in, breathing out. And as you exhale, to relax and soften. Relaxing and softening the muscles of the body contributes to a feeling of fluidity or softness or lightness in the body that's not there if we are tense and tight. Letting your breathing return to normal. And taking a few moments to feel your embodied body. Feeling the sense of embodiment in this body. The weight of the body, the substance of the body, and then as you exhale, gently exhale, softening the muscles of your face, letting those muscles, the face, fall away from the bone, the skull. Letting your, softening your eyes. As you exhale, softening the shoulders. Releasing the shoulders to the pull of gravity. Exhaling and softening in the belly. And maybe when you inhale, can you keep the belly soft and expansive? And then also as you exhale, see if you can relax any tension or pressure that's around the mind, in the area that you most identify with the mind. Maybe it's the same as the brain area, in the head. If there's any tension, contraction, relax, soften, let go. The tensions, the pressure, energy, agitation of the mind is not really of the mind. That's of the body, participating, reacting, engaging. The mind has no weight. It has no boundaries, no center. And the thoughts of the mind, the judgments, the ideas of the mind, have no weight, no substance. The weight and substance is contributed in our reactions to them, our relationship to them. In and of itself, to allow the simplicity of thoughts, the weightless, insubstantial nature, allowing them to be without being bothered by them, without bothering them. And one way to do this is to let your attention flow into your body, into the breathing body. Resting awareness in the inhales and the exhales of the body. So that the energy of awareness doesn't contribute to the heaviness or substantiality of thoughts. And thoughts maybe at some point will begin to just float and feel very thin and very light. Nothing we have to be involved in. Instead, let yourself be centered in the body, breathing. There is no need to give weight and substance to whatever you're thinking about. Leave the thoughts alone. If you don't pick up a boulder, you won't feel its weight. If you don't pick up a thought, it has no weight. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to consider when thoughts have no weight, no substance, we're not contributing pressure or resistance, contraction around them, then the heart is not eclipsed. When the thoughts have weight, they eclipse the warmth of the heart, the radiance of the heart. And perhaps softening, relaxing the mind in these last moments of the sitting, to feel, sense, or whatever capacity for warm-heartedness, heartfelt goodwill that you're capable of. And without adding weight to your thoughts, lightly, openly, let that heartfelt warmth open up widely into the world around us, to the world around you, the people who are closest to you, physically and emotionally, circles of community from outwards across the land. And without any weight of reactions or judgments or planning, the simplicity of an open heart, wishing that this meditation that you've just done, in some way or other, may it be in service of the welfare and happiness of others. May it be that the benefits that have come from sitting quietly, may you share those benefits with others. May they spread from you so that we contribute, maybe in small infinitesimal ways, but we contribute to a global possibility that all beings may be happy, that all beings may be safe, that all beings may be peaceful, that all beings everywhere can be free. And may it be for our own happiness and safety and peace and freedom that we offer weightless care and love for this world that we share. May all beings be happy.